It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 2010, Pittsburgh Magazine recognized sisters Allie and Jamie McMutry as its Pittsburghers of the Year. They were awarded this honor based on their humanitarian work in Haiti before, during, and after the earthquake that devastated the country. Allie and Jamie McMutry are home in Pittsburgh and calling attention to their nonprofit, Haiti Families First. Allie and Jamie McMutry, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
What is Haitian Families First? And I'll let either one of you take that.
Jamie.
Jamie, you go first.
Okay.
Allie deferred to you. Because why? She's older?
She's older.
Okay. Well, let the older sister go first.
It's a nonprofit organization that works to help families keep their children in their homes. In Haiti, a lot of people give their kids up for adoption or to an orphanage because they're poor, not because they don't want them. So we help families. A lot of our families, the mothers die and the father has a hard time providing formula for the baby, or both mom and dad die. Grandparents want to take care of them, but they just can't afford school. So those are the kids that end up in orphanages. So we help the extended family in lots of different ways, but so that the family can stay together.
Allie, how did you guys get involved with running an orphanage in Haiti in the first place?
Well, that was also Jamie, because she's the older sister. She went down first in 2002, looking to do just a short volunteer opportunity, and it turned into going on 10 years now of being involved. It was just, like I said, a six-month commitment, and we both just fell in love with the country and with the people. And everything spiraled from that first visit and our volunteerism at the orphanage that we were in for several years.
You help Haitian children get adopted here in the United States, but I understand that you're also helping to keep families together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we believe
this
that.
This is Jamie.
Yes. We believe that in adoption, we're not against adoption, but we just think it should be a last resort. So for children who really don't have any family in Haiti, we believe that they should be in a family that loves them and cares for them. So for those children, we do promote adoption. But for the children that have somebody and that it will take just a little bit of help to get them on their feet, we try and keep them with their families.
It's almost 3 years since the earthquake. And since the children were brought to Pittsburgh to be with their families, how is everybody doing? Are all of the children still in stable homes?
Yeah, all of the kids that we brought back are in their homes. It took a while. It took a little longer than we would have hoped, but given the circumstance and how things happen and how quickly it happened, everyone's doing very, very well.
Do you still think back to, I'm sure you must, to the day that the earthquake struck? You were both there when it happened. You were in the middle of it. You were driving at the time.
Yeah.
Together, the two of you. What was it like?
It was terrible. Yeah, we think about it a lot. I don't think that memory of those couple of minutes will ever go away. And we were not with the kids that we were taking care of at the time. Like you said, we were driving, so we were miles away from them. And from what we were seeing going on all around us, we assumed the worst, that the kids hadn't survived because every building around us was crumbling. So that memory will be with us forever.
How did the earthquake change the way that you cared for the children in Port-au-Prince? Allie, we'll start with you and then let Jamie jump in.
We kind of, I always say it's one positive thing that came from the whole disaster, because all the children that we were caring for were able to leave and go to their homes, it kind of gave us a chance for that fresh start. And what we had learned over the years, over 6+ years of working with these families, is that they don't want to give their children up for adoption. They face that choice that no one should have to face because of poverty. And so we had learned that from working with the families and the kids over the years. And after the earthquake was when we finally had the chance to make that the focus of our work and really dedicate all of our time and our efforts into our beliefs that families should be intact and be together in Haiti.
Jamie?
Yeah, I think she covered all of them.
So you've done everything you can, though, to keep the children with their parents. It's 'cause it must be heartbreaking for them and for you to see how difficult it must be for them to part with their children.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. It's something that never should happen. For example, in the last 12 months, we've helped about 90 children. One of them, we haven't been able to find a solution within their family. So that one child lives with me. But so that's 89 children that were going into an orphanage, and with very minimal aid, we've been able to keep them with their families, and they're all doing well. So that kind of proves that what we're doing is good, and that the families want to keep their kids. They're happy, they're healthy, they love each other.
Jamie, how much contact do you have with the adoptive families and the children you spend so much time with?
It varies. There were, over the 6 years that we worked in that orphanage, there were about 600 children that were adopted. So some of them we talk to every day. Some of them we weren't that close with, and they send us an update every year just to say that the kids are doing well. So it really varies.
And there was an adoption that took place in your family. Tell us about that. Allie.
We have the greatest little brother of all time. Fredo is 6 years old, and he was in the process of adoption at the time of the earthquake, about a year and a half in, and he came back. So he's been back for almost 3 years now, and he's an amazing, awesome kid. He's in first grade, doing really well here in our family.
At the time that the earthquake happened, it sounded as though the authorities wanted to evacuate you two, and it was going to be just you. They came to find you and to get you out of there. And you said no, that you didn't want to leave. How were you able to do that? Was that a tough decision in any way for either of you?
No, it wasn't tough. It was tough that they were actually trying to pressure us to leave the kids.
They were trying to pressure you?
I mean, not, you know, too much, but they were saying this is best for you. You know, as an American, you can leave right now safely and go to safety. But we didn't know when we would, you know, if we did that, we wouldn't be able to get back. And we were ultimately responsible for those kids. Our they were like family to us.
Did you have to relocate to a new facility after the earthquake happened?
Yes. Our house, it didn't fall completely down, but it was condemned. Some of the walls fell down, so yes, we had to find a new place.
Was it harder to get the supplies that you needed?
After the earthquake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For a long time, everything in Haiti, everything is very different now. But for the weeks and months after the earthquake, it was very difficult to find what we needed.
We're talking with sisters Allie and Jamie McMutry, who have been working for children in Haiti and are calling attention to their nonprofit, Haitian Families First. Where are you now working within Haiti, Allie?
We're still in Port-au-Prince. But our work now, instead of having a big center with children living in it, is out in the field. So we're in three major communities near Port-au-Prince where we're working with the families directly.
We work with three clinics in those communities that refer families to us that are in crisis, and also with different police stations, because a lot of times children are dropped at police stations when the family doesn't know what else to do. So that's mostly how we get our referrals.
What is it like to essentially have two homes, one in Pittsburgh, one in Port-au-Prince? Do you feel as if you're living two different lives?
Yes.
Allie and Jamie said in unison. Jamie, you go.
It's getting easier, but in the beginning it was very hard to transition because it's such a different place. So coming home was like we get to go to Target and eat cheeseburgers and, you know, see our family, obviously. But now I think Haiti has become home for us, and Pittsburgh always was. So it is easier, I think, now, just because both places feel like home. So it's not so much jumping from a random place back to home. So now it's home and home, and I feel like both places are the same.
They say that no good deed goes unpunished, and you have received backlash for your humanitarian efforts. Tell us about that.
I have
you have a tattooed on your arm, on your left arm, Allie.
Well, I have no good deed, and I don't think it always goes unpunished, but I think, I have some strong beliefs about that. But you answer the question.
This is your question. I don't really know how.
Sometimes it seems like doing the right thing is the hardest thing. But what we see, especially with, you know, the kids that we work with and the families that we work with, the outcomes are what keep us going. So even though it's, I don't know that I'm answering your question.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. Why have you received, what's the backlash about? What criticism could people have?
Well, you know, everyone has different opinions, and there were, especially with the airlift and everything that happened after the earthquake.
About moving children from Haiti to America.
Right. It was all so fast, and there was definitely people that didn't understand the whole story. So, and there was a lot of other people doing things that were illegal and wrong, like moving kids out that didn't have the authority to be moved. And so we appreciate all the thought that went into making sure that the kids that we brought were supposed to leave. We knew that. We knew that for sure. We had been with those children. We had the documentation for those children. But it was quite a long matter of time to prove that to everyone that was responsible for making those decisions.
Ali and Jamie McMutrie, the 2010 Pittsburgh Magazine Pittsburghers of the Year. They were awarded that honor based on their humanitarian work in Haiti during and after the earthquake that devastated the country. Thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh today, Ali and Jamie.
Thank you.